This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you'd like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. You get to actually control the content of the site. Those other talk show hosts, they tell you what they think's important. Our show works a little differently. You get to tell us what you think is important. You can submit the content you like to the site. You can vote it up, vote the stuff you like up, and vote the stuff you don't like. You can vote that down if you prefer. You can go to freetalklive.com to do those things for free. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
And, of course, the number again, 855-453. We started a story in hour number two that we didn't really get all the way through. And so if you're brand new listening this hour, I'll give you a recap. Two brothers, Raul and Fidel. Villarreal is the last name. They're facing a maximum of 50 years in prison.
Really? Their names are Raul and Fidel?
That's correct.
Huh. All right.
Facing a maximum of 50 years in prison and at least a $1.25 million fine when they appear for sentencing for the crime, so-called crime, of moving humans, smuggling people from one point to another. One lady says she paid $12,000 to cross the border. She's from Brazil. They mostly smuggled Mexicans and Brazilians. And according to the allegations, they smuggled hundreds of them. So if it was, let's just say it was 300 times $12,000 a piece, you're looking at a cool $3.6 million for moving people from point A to point B.
Sure, they're making lots of money.
Sure beats bus driving.
Yeah. They weren't being Border Patrol agents for the paychecks. They were doing it for the bennies.
No, but we will give you the info on how much they were making as Border Patrol agents as the article continues here from Breitbart.com. They attempted to flee to Mexico back in 2006 when they learned they were being investigated, so it sounded like they got a tip-off from somebody, and eventually ended up being extradited to the U.S., and charged with human smuggling, witness tampering, and bribery. Raul's attorney, David Nick, had argued the prosecution's witnesses were not credible, and surveillance yielded no evidence of wrongdoing by his client. Fidel's attorney, Xenia Gilg, echoed that argument, saying that prosecution's case rests largely on two alleged accomplices who were promised leniency for testifying and inconsistent statements from migrants. The Border Patrol has suffered a string of such embarrassment since doubling its size in less than a decade, including the case of an agent who pleaded guilty in April to smuggling marijuana while on duty along the Arizona-Mexico border. Raul, by the way, earned $82,859 as an agent in 2005, and his brother Fidel made $77,803.
Damn, they're making a pretty good paycheck.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Right. That's 80 grand plus the bennies.
Mm-hmm. Federal bennies, yeah.
When you're talking about the unemployment insurance and Social Security and you put all this stuff in, I don't know how much more it is, but it's tens of thousands of dollars more.
So according to the story here, they were born in Mexico, lived with their parents and siblings at a house they bought for $140,000 in 1996 in National City, about 10 miles from the border. Letters from family and friends say they were devoted to their parents, a diabetic mother, and a father with a heart condition. But there were problems before the probe. Raul was suspended 4 days without pay in 2005 after a drunken encounter with Chula Vista police officers. And that same year, unexplained cash deposits were made to his bank account that totaled $61,121. By 2006, according to prosecutors who said he traveled to the Cayman Islands at that time, one alleged accomplice told authorities that Raul spoke of having bank accounts in the Cayman Islands and Argentina. The brothers quit abruptly, citing a family emergency, and said they could not do exit interviews. A few days earlier, Fidel withdrew $10,000 from his North Island Credit Union account, and one day before Raul resigned, he reported that his 2000 Mercedes-Benz NL430 was stolen, but according to prosecutors, he took it to Tijuana in an attempt to scam his insurance company. He transferred ownership of the family's National City home to his younger sister shortly after quitting. Probably a smart move. A year later, the brothers emptied their retirement accounts. And now they are facing a lot of time in prison. I don't have the update on the case as far as how much they actually ended up getting, but maybe 50 years was the maximum penalty for the so-called crime of moving humans from one point to another. And it points out here that these guys love their family. They're not bad people. They're just people who wanted to help other people get from one point to another. Well, that's not a crime.
It's not, but, I mean, they were charging an awful lot of money to get
there's
these
a lot of risk.
There is.
I mean, if you know, 50 years in prison, you better make a lot of money to make it worth your while. I mean, they're not doing it as a charity to get people across the border because it's still going to be 50 years. You can go in front of the federal judge and say, yeah, but I wasn't charging them anything. And he's still going to hand you down probably the same sentence.
That's true.
So that's why the black market people, that's why drugs cost so much, because there's a lot of risk involved.
And
in
that's why drug
across.
You know, drug dealing tends to draw the unsavory crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says that the guy who drops off cases of beer at the grocery store is a bad guy.
Yeah. He's feeding his family, too.
He's just delivering beer. But this is, it's certainly addictive for some people.
What's addictive? The excitement of crossing the border with a cargo?
I'm just comparing the guy to a drug dealer. And the fact is, he's a drug dealer. Nobody claims the pharmacist is a bad guy because he sells that stuff.
Right.
You want, nobody claims the tour guide. Which is essentially what this guy is doing. You know, he's a bus driver or whatever. That shouldn't cost this. It's all created artificially by the government bureaucracy.
It's unfortunate the government treats these people just like it treats, you know, the drugs, which it shouldn't be treating either one this way, but it treats the people just like the drugs, like they're bad and we don't want them, you know, it's prohibited. And it's a shame that people have to sneak these things across when people should have both. Let's have the people, let's have the drugs, and we'll all be happy.
And these guys may have been some of the better smugglers. Now, I don't know a whole lot about them, obviously. No, neither do you or anybody. We don't know them personally. But from their description, it sounds like they're some of the better smugglers because they're just taking cash. There are other smugglers who will take work. You can be an indentured servant for, you know, the Mexican mafia or whatever. If you want to cross the border but you don't have the $12,000, there are some who will essentially indenture you and they'll get you work. But if you try leaving that job, then they're going to come after you. And, you know, you do as you're told for how long you're told to do it, and then maybe they'll cut you loose and you can go out on your own at that point.
I think that actually happens quite a bit with female dancers, like in strip clubs
mm-hmm.
that come from other countries. They kind of, these guys, somehow they have some, maybe it's the mafia or some other organization. They get them in and they kind of get them into the system of like, okay, you're dancing. We're going to drive you to the club, and that's where you're going to work.
Have you known anyone who's been in that situation?
Yeah, I used to DJ at a small go-go bar.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so I would see sort of this going on.
Interesting.
To some extent. I knew some people, but they, you know, got out of it fine, but it was a little place, but they would talk about other situations at other places, and that's where I get that from.
Yeah, I totally believe that.
Yeah.
You know, if the government wanted to get rid of this whole thing, it'd be relatively easy. You could charge people for green cards. They're paying $12,000 to get across the border. If you just made green cards cost $1,000, think how many Border Patrol agents you could fire and how much money you could save the American people.
Yeah, but they don't want to do that. They make the government smaller.
Make the green cards cost $1,000, and anybody who has a green card can't enjoy any government benefits or whatever the thing is. You know, no Social Security. They don't have to pay Social Security. They don't have to. They won't collect it either. They don't have to pay in for welfare. They won't collect it either.
$1,000 is a lot of money for somebody who's coming from an impoverished nation.
I'm not saying, look, I'm only coming up with a solution. These people coming from impoverished nations are paying $12,000 to get over here. Mm-hmm. Clearly they have some drive. I'm just saying, look, if you wanted a quick, fast, easy, dirty solution to this, I don't think that free people should have to pay anything to cross borders of free countries. But we don't have a free country, and we've never seen free people on this planet. So, yeah, I think we should have free people in free countries, but frankly, what a free country is no country at all.
Len is on the line in Santa Cruz. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to KOMY. Hey, Len.
Lynn? Irene?
Oh, I'm sorry. The name was spelled L-L-E-N. They really
okay.
got that one wrong.
So
I'm sorry.
Irene, but whatever. I go for any name. No problem. So, obviously, listening to your show here, it gives me the goosebumps up and down. So it's not just about Mexican. It's global. Anybody who wants to immigrate has the same problem. It's not that there wasn't any problems before.
No doubt. Stand by, Irene. We're going to bring you back. You can continue your comments in moments at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring us what you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. You can actually tune in to our live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, so different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. They are all free and available to you 24/7 at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, We've got radio options. So AM and FM stations across the country air the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, we've got satellite radio, including two different choices. You've got XM, and we're heard all seven nights on XM. Plus, we've got our free-to-air channel brought to you by Bitcoin, and that free-to-air channel is available to you across Central and North America. So wherever you are in those areas, you can probably receive our free-to-air signal, and that's zero monthly cost. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Plus, we got our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
So I did my weigh-in for Axia 30 here a couple of days ago and found myself at 8 weeks, having lost 6 pounds. This is great considering I spent a week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival eating, you know, however I wanted, and I wasn't even really religious about taking the pills then either. If you want to lose weight like I have been, I guess it's been getting close to a pound a week. That's pretty good, especially considering I haven't changed the way I eat at all. Try Axia 30. They've got a full 3 month, money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight in 3 months, you know that's not working, and you could just give them a call and get your money back. Call them at 800-543-6613. I mean, a lot of people listening need to lose a little weight, like me, 800-543-6613. And you'll get a free month of Axia 30, absolutely free, with your order. It's 800-543-6613. Worked for me.
Irene is back with us, listening in Santa Cruz to KOMY. And Irene, you barely had a chance to get a few words out in the last segment. I wanted to make sure.
I have to listen to weight loss commercials. I try to gain weight.
So what did you want to share with us tonight, Irene? Go ahead.
Well, hardship everywhere. Of course, when an immigrant speaks of hardship, we can just pack up and get the hell back where we came from. But it's easier said than done. So anyways, I have a situation on my hand which is actually going back to 1982.
Jeez.
This is when I came here with my husband. I am a military bride, or however you want to call that. I had then a two-year-old daughter, and I came here, started in Texas, went to Oklahoma, and then to California, and then to Washington, and back to California.
And I'm sorry, but from where did you come?
Germany.
Okay. So, and the husband, was he from Germany also or from the U.S.?
No. I'm a military bride, American military.
So he was just stationed in Germany. You met him in Germany.
Exactly.
He brought you back.
And I broke every law in the book and went with a foreigner. So
that's against the law, or are you just saying it's sort of...
I broke my personal law. I said to myself, I will never be with a foreigner, along with the complications involved. But then
it certainly is complicated.
Passed with me, and I threw it all away. Love is so blind and has so many pink clouds, and it still does. But the thing is, I had this little girl with me, and so she learned English here while we were here. And then when she turned 6, we went back to Germany, to Munich, and we stayed until actually exactly to her 11th birthday. And immigrated back in here. So I pursued paperwork right on the spot, which took about 6 years, I would say, before I were a legal citizen with green card. And then it took me...
No, but just before you go on, this was, I presume this process was a little easier because you had been married to someone from the U.S.
Well, this is what is always said. But the waiting period was so horrendous.
Mm.
It's a very long time. So my actual finalizing being an American citizen, that was only 4 years ago.
Wow. So it started, you came here for the first time in 1982.
That's right.
And then 4 years ago, finally,
it got
completed.
American citizenship.
And you know, you're almost 30 years. So it's like, 25-year-long process? And this story
I was told by the caseworker, by the new caseworker I got, I could have applied for it a long time ago. I did, but it was never responded to. I had to redo. And every time you send a paper off, you have to send a check with it.
Your story, unfortunately, your story is not very unique. My brother, his wife, was originally born in the Philippines. She moved in the 80s at a very young age. So she more or less grew up in the United States. She didn't get her citizenship until just recently. You know, even after they were already married, she didn't get it until after they were married. She's an adult now, you know. She moved as a kid, really. So you're unfortunately, you know, your story is not unique. And for you, like Ian's saying, people would assume that it would be easier, but it's still very, very difficult.
Now, how much did you send? You said every time you had to send them paperwork, you had to send a check, too. So over the 25 years, what would you say that you laid out as far as cash to make this happen?
Well, altogether, I would say around $8,000.
That's a lot of money.
To the very moment where I actually received American citizenship, yes.
Wow.
But then I ended up in a severe problem, of course. My daughter fell always into the gap of being a codependent to us. So she didn't need a quote-unquote the official document because she was riding with us. So, but then when she turned 16, she got herself a drug record. And that's continued with her for a while. So she cleared up about 8-10 years ago, and she's trying continuously since to get at least a green card, to get at least a work permit.
So, and she's now 30. She's 30-something years old, right?
34 now. She has a little girl. She is 7 years old. That doesn't help her either.
Yeah.
She can't get married because she doesn't have any kind of documentation. She's not illegal, but she's not legal either.
Wow. That's weird.
So, but what can we do? So her record was cleared at least 8 years ago where, you know, everything was expunged. Everything was, well, quote-unquote, taken off the record. But, of course, what is in the INS, that never goes away. That stays.
Irene, I want to thank you for taking the time to tell your story tonight,
so
just one of millions.
Do you have any advice what to do?
Call an immigration attorney.
I wish I had a good solution for you, but this is such a Byzantine, arduous system to deal with.
I mean, as you've learned, it's a ridiculous, ridiculously long, ridiculously expensive, ridiculously arduous process that apparently hasn't ended yet for your daughter. And I wish you the best. And I thank you for the call, and thank you for sharing your story tonight. I do appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. I mean, I'm the last person who recommends calling an attorney, but what else are you supposed to do? I mean, these are the guys who know their way around this labyrinthine, nebulous, crazy system. And if you want a chance of getting out of it, it seems like that might be something that could help. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line in studio with you. It's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a variety of features for free, including a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners for free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
The real estate market's really picking up these days. A lot of people are selling houses. A lot of people are buying houses. If you're selling a house, you're probably going to buy another place to live. So in all these cases, you're going to need a mortgage. And Mortgage Minute Guy and his team of experts will make sure you get the right mortgage for you. They'll work with you every step of the way and make sure it's the right one for you. If you're working with somebody else, you need to do, well, you need to do some due diligence and you need to get a second opinion. Give them a call. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Either way, if you need somebody to help you, if you need a second opinion, Mortgage Minute Guy can help you. The number is 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. Make that call now.
We've been focusing a lot on immigration, but there's other things to discuss tonight. Marcus, to the table, you brought something about an autistic young man who discovered a talent. What happened there?
Yeah, this is a story from a website I'm not familiar with. It's lajme24.org, and they have some links to other news sources, and I checked those out. But I like this article, and it's an autistic boy with a higher IQ than Einstein discovers his gift after being removed from state-run therapy.
Hmm.
And yet another example of how an out-of-control Goliath state system can cause more harm than good. A teenage boy who was diagnosed with autism at a young age has risen to stellar heights after quitting the special ed system with the help of his concerned mother. State therapy specialist claimed Jacob Barnett would never tie his shoes, read, or function normally in society.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is
pretty
serious.
It's a heck of a plane, right?
Yeah, they're saying, look, this kid's not going to tie his shoes. He's not going to read. He's not going to function. So we got to stick him in
dumb.
Yeah, dumb. Stick him in special ed. Hmm. But the boy's mother realized when Jacob was not in therapy, he was doing spectacular things completely on his own. She decided to trust her instincts and disregard the advice of professionals. Instead of following a standardized special needs education protocol, she surrounded Jacob with all the things that inspired passion for him and was astonished at the transformation that took place.
Hmm.
So, following a diagnosis of autism at age 2, Jacob was subjected to cookie-cutter special education system that focused on correcting what he couldn't do compared to normal children. So for years...
Son, you're different. Mm-hmm. We're going to treat you different because we don't know how to handle people like
you.
Because
we want
you
to be the same.
Well, yeah. They got to get him to act just like all the other kids, right? I mean, so for years, teachers attempted to convince the mother that her son would only be able to learn the most basic of skills when exposed to the safe system of education therapy. Christine, the mother, noticed Jacob would withdraw deeply and refuse to speak with anyone, even though she found it terrifying to fly against the advice of professionals.
Sure, they're the experts.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't any parent feel terrified of that?
Well, and the reason why parents feel that way, or anybody would feel that way, is because we've been, you know, I guess, trained to believe that a man with a lab coat on is somehow better or more knowledgeable than the average person, and so therefore they have this aura of authority, and, oh, well, you know, whatever the doctor says must be true, and now, well, here's a second doctor who's saying the same thing. Of course, they've both been trained in the same classes and been taught the same curriculum about this idea of autism, so people have a tough time going against authority.
They do. But luckily, for him and for everyone, really, the mother knew in her heart that if Jake stayed in special ed, he would slip away. So Christine relates in her memoir, The Spark, you know, so she began a journey, and it led her to, you know, unexpected achievement that the whole premise of standardized therapy for special ed's special needs children is just completely destroyed.
Hmm.
So... basically, what happened is she let him explore the things he wanted to explore. He studied patterns and shadows and stars. At the same time,
patterns, shadows, and stars?
Yeah, that's what he was interested in.
That has to scare a parent. I mean, come on. We're going to look at patterns and shadows?
It might be scary, but if you think about it, he's completely withdrawn with these specialized
teachers.
What's
the worst thing that's going to happen, right?
And she recognized, thank goodness, she recognized that here was something he was very passionate about, was these things, patterns, shadows, and stars. And I'm sure there was some other things, but that's what she let him explore. And at the same time, she made sure that he enjoyed normal childhood pleasures, softball, picnics, along with other kids his age. So she said, I operate under a concept called muchness, which is surrounding children with the things they love, be it music or art, whatever they're drawn to and love.
Yeah, that doesn't happen at school, period. I mean, whether you're in special ed class or regular class, I didn't know anybody who loved going to school.
No. You know, this resonates with me. On Mother's Day, I was spending with my mother, who I love, and I was telling her what a waste of time public school was for me. There was so much time wasted where I could have been following my passions, what I really wanted to do.
Then you were doing what you were told.
Yeah, doing what I was told, and I was completely bored and not having a good time. I want to enjoy life. I enjoy life now. Not when I was in school. It was a terrible waste of time. By the time Jacob reached the age of 11, he entered college and is currently studying condensed matter physics at Indiana University, Purdue University in Indianapolis.
That's stunning.
It is stunning. But, Marcus, the fact is the public school did exactly what it was supposed to do. Public school is welfare babysitting for middle-class people. And that's all it is. The fact is, you can learn everything that you were supposed to learn, that you needed to learn coming out of public school, in a, you know, on the internet at home. I mean, now you could, obviously, but you could still have figured those things out. You could get a public school diploma by I graded the kids in consumer math tests. I mean, I know what kind of rudimentary math you needed to know in order to get out. It isn't much. You don't need to know all the state capitals or anything like that. You need to know reading, writing, and arithmetic to get out of high school.
Barely. I mean, there were people going into, when I went to community college, there were a whole bunch of people that had to take rudimentary, you know, pre-college kind of level classes again in order to make sure they understood this basic kind of math that you're talking about so they could get into community college.
I knew the stuff that you need to know to graduate high school in sixth grade, maybe even before that. It's just some place for your kid to go while you go to work so you can make money to pay the school, the taxes, and all of it.
Yeah, so, it's a terrible waste of time being in public school. And for me, the best part of it was art class. When I was in elementary school, I loved art class, and I loved my art teacher, and it was a wonderful time. And unfortunately, over the years, they made the school bigger and took the art class, the physical classroom, away from the art teacher. They put them on a cart, which is just a terrible travesty. And that upsets me a lot because I feel like the arts are about individualism, and they're about free thinking, whereas things like sports are more about going along, you know, to get along with the group, got to do it with the group. And so, you know, that was my experience in school.
When you say they put them on a cart, does that mean that the teacher was going, like, from classroom to classroom?
Yes.
And setting up and then...
Yeah, he had a cart that he would drag into another classroom. Meanwhile, when I was there, he had a gigantic bin that was probably 10 feet long and probably 4 feet deep, and it was just filled with yarn, paper, all kinds of things.
Full of wonders.
Yeah, wonders, exactly. And sometimes we'd have free art, and you could just go into the bin, and you'd literally crawl in there because I was a little kid, and it was a huge bin, and you could just find whatever you could find and make something of it. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
Right, and only school, it seems, is able to create people that are cynical enough that, they lose that wonder around learning. Why can't kids have that same wonder that you're talking about with, you know, free art? Why can't they have that around every subject
for as many years as they're involved?
My son has that around all the stuff he wants to learn.
855 450 free, and your son hasn't gone to government school. 855 450 free is the toll free number. Maybe you want to share your story, your thoughts. You can do that and take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. Next.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malstop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malstop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The only moments remain, but there is enough time for you and your call if you make it now at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you may enjoy the features of the site and enjoy them for free. Now, if you like the fact that the site is free and you'd like to support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month to Free Talk Live, we invest it in the show, so Free Talk Live can get on more radio stations, can bring more internet listeners on board, and expand and expose more people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and it's worth $5 a month, you know, the price of a hamburger, you can send it over to us at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And thank you for those of you who have amped or are amping the show or will amp, because it really makes a big difference for us. It makes it possible for us to go to talk radio conventions and speak to the big wigs in the business about Free Talk Live. We're doing radio industry advertising. We'll buy satellite receiving equipment for stations to get them on board. So there's a lot we can do with your $5. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Are we Rome? This is the question that is going to be asked at Freedom Fest this year, 2013. It's going to be held at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. And they're going to be, the theme of the event is, Are We Rome? Going to be looking at patterns in empires and how they play out and seeing what the United States is going to be looking like in the near future. It's one of the biggest liberty-oriented events of the year. There's going to be speakers including luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. It's booking fast. It's an event you don't want to miss. FreedomFest.com. Get registered now. FreedomFest.com.
Marcus is sharing with us an amazing story about a young man who I don't even qualifies as a man. He's 11 years old or something like that now?
I'm not sure what his age is.
He's a teenager now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, because I thought it said he was like 11 and in college.
He started college at the age of 11.
I see. Well, he was very young in the government school system. They were trying to force him into this special needs curriculum, which, of course, is, you know, we're going to just put you in with all these other kids that we think are messed up. And
all the dum-dums go here.
Treat you in this way, and we think that you're just this incompetent little boy who you can't even tie your own shoes, and that's how we're going to treat you and not give you the chance to really fill your potential. And he was withdrawing from the world, and his mom was pretty concerned about that, so she pulled him out and allowed him to look into the areas that he was most interested.
She allowed him to follow his passions, which is very important, I think, for most people in life.
So she unschooled him, basically.
She did. She said, look, I'm going to let him dictate where he wants to go and follow what he wants to do, because that's what the best thing I think you can do for any child is allow them to blossom in the area that they want to go to. If nothing else, they will enjoy their life more.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, school is teaching you, at least when you're talking about primary school and secondary school, school's teaching you what other people want you to know. Until you get to that third year of college when you can really start just deciding on your own, up until that point, all your decision-making skills are basically destroyed. It's very difficult to learn at that point, because learning is learning what you want to learn, not what somebody else tells you to learn. And this is what school does. This is what it's designed for. Ian, you're always harping on government school. I think that the fact is, it's private schools, too. Private schools, they've got agendas. They have ways that they want to teach the kid. And that's not how children learn.
Yeah, I like the unschooling idea. But a lot of people would ask the question about, well, what about special needs as far as unschooling? And from what we're hearing here, it works with special needs students, too.
It certainly worked with Jacob. And
so what's he doing now?
Right. So he's now in university, and according to an email a Professor Scott Tremaine, he wrote to his family, the theory that Jacob is working on involves several of the toughest problems in astrophysics and theoretical physics. Anyone who solves these will be in line for a Nobel Prize.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
how old is he?
Early teenager.
Yeah, so Jacob was also has an IQ of 170, is higher than that of Einstein.
I hate it when they dish out IQs, because different IQ tests have different numbers. And so, somebody who's 127 on one IQ test can be 157 on another. And it,
regardless, the point's made. The kid's brilliant. And
the kid's working on math problems
that
could get him a Nobel Prize. I don't care what his IQ is. That's the point I'm trying to make. And I think that I really hate this whole idea of geniuses and stuff. I joke all the time on the show that I'm a super genius, because it's amusing, because Wile E. Coyote had a business card that said super genius on it. And
because you really believe it.
He got dropped on, I know I'm smarter than you. But the fact is that Harvard, I read in Nova magazine 2 decades ago, Harvard had distinguished 17 different types of intelligence. If a genius is a person in the top 2%, and we assume that a person can only be one type of genius, which obviously isn't true, you're at something like 34% of the population is geniuses. That's assuming there isn't a new area of intelligence that has been created in the last 2 decades, which I disagree with. So basically, half the population is geniuses in some area. I think it's a useless term.
We don't want any losers. Everybody wins. Right.
Everybody's a unique snowflake, baby.
So Jacob is history's youngest astrophysics researcher. He has spoken at New York TED conference and appeared on a variety of news interviews, including
he can speak too.
Yes, imagine that, including 60 Minutes.
They claimed he wasn't going to be able to tie his shoes.
Right. And Time Magazine website. So they say not bad for someone who was classified by state experts as so severely disabled that he would never tie his own shoes or learn to read. If Jacob had stayed within the system, the prediction may very well have come true.
Yeah, that's a great point, because people are easily manipulated by these ideas. I mean, the suggestion that, this is what's going to happen. Well, okay, if you believe that's true, then it's probably true. It's probably exactly what's going to happen. But as we've seen here in this one example, and there are many like this, where you let someone follow their passions, that's when they really blossom. And I know that when I was in school and I was being made to do speeches – I was petrified by this. I mean, I would get up on the stage or what, you know, get up in front of the class and I would grip the podium in the hopes that it would stop my shivering, my shaking, my just obvious like tremors that were going like racking my body. I don't know if it was fear or what it was, you know.
I don't know, but you haven't stopped shaking since.
Well, that's a funny joke, Mark. I mean, I do have a little bit of a shake, but not like I did when I was in school. It's much better now.
It has nothing to do, whatever
little tremor I might have now has nothing at all to do with being afraid or intimidated or anything like that. It probably has something to do with me not having enough sugar or something.
But that's
like that.
It's a very upsetting story because, you know, you were not in a place where you wanted to be when you were in school. When you were up there at that podium, you didn't want to be there. But now you want to be here, and you do very well on the radio.
Well, being on the radio is different from being in front of a group of people,
yes,
as you know. I mean, you perform in front of folks. You're a one-man rock band.
But I was also very nervous going in front of people at a young age.
Well, yeah, and when it changed for me was in college when I was allowed to, A, choose the class I wanted to be in, and then, B, I chose speech, and then, you know, choose the topics I wanted to speak on. I'd never been allowed at any point in going to government school to choose my own topic for a speech. Never.
In every class, there are the kids that want to have the attention of the other kids. So the idea that everybody is petrified in these classes of doing these speeches, almost everybody to a person is petrified of giving these first speeches, it doesn't even make any sense. And you know, you wonder how they go about taking kids that actually want the attention of other kids and screwing them up on speeches too. But I think it's frightening. I think that it's worse than throwing kids in the deep end. It's like taking a cannon and shooting them in the ocean in order to get them to learn. I mean, it's a terrible way to get kids to learn speaking.
Yeah, and I think the main point of this article about this kid is just how wonderful it is that the parent recognized that she should allow him to follow his passions.
Thank goodness.
And not listen to the state-run experts. And it doesn't matter if they're state-run experts or who they are, but as a parent, if you can allow your children to follow their passions, I think that's the best thing that you can do for them.
Right, and if you... There is no better teacher for your child than you. If you can step up to the plate, because that's what this lady did, is she took responsibility for her child's education upon herself. She did not let experts and people paid to do it. She didn't let their opinions sway her.
Mm-hmm.
She took the responsibility into her hands and she went forward with it. And
amazing story.
The world is so much better for it.
And how many other of these special, so-called special needs children,
or normal
how many
kids
of them are being squandered? Well, normal kids too, but how many other people are being squandered? Their talents and their abilities are being wasted because we don't know what they are, because they've never been allowed to actually pursue them because they're in this one-size-fits-all system. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.